From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Hi, Johnny.
Who that?
George Reed.
Well, Merry Christmas, George.
Is it?
Oh, what's the matter?
You ever hear of Jediah Gillis?
Eccentric? Owns about half of Rhode Island?
That's the boy. A couple of weeks ago, he wrote a special policy on an item he wanted insured.
And it's up and disappeared, huh?
How'd you know?
Oh, just a wild guess. What did he lose?
I hope you're sitting down, Johnny.
Yeah? Why?
Because the insured item is a mouse.
House?
Mouse.
What?
Bob Bailey, in the exciting adventures of a man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Floyd's of England, American Branch Office, 443 North 15th Street, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an account of expenses incurred during my investigation of the missing mouse matter. Expense account item one, 85 cents, taxi from my apartment to George Reed's office. He was on his feet waiting for me. His Ivy League suit looked as though it had been slept in and he needed to shave.
Close the door, Johnny.
Yeah, sure.
Johnny, I'm going to level with you. This thing has me going.
Well, it serves you right. Anybody who'd insure a mouse deserves what he gets.
Yeah, but it isn't an ordinary mouse, Johnny.
No?
Not according to Mr. Gillis's original application. Yeah, take a look.
Item to be insured. One unusually talented grayish-brown mouse. Unusually talented? Like how?
I don't know.
What?
I tried to find out, but Gillis wouldn't tell me.
And still you issued the policy.
Well, you know our company, Johnny. We have a reputation for insuring almost anything, but we have to draw the line occasionally, and we would have here, except for one thing.
What's that? And believe me, it better be good.
It is. Gillis carries all of his insurance with us.
Yeah, but even so.
Just one of his several policies is a straight life for $350,000.
Wow-wee. King-size premiums, huh?
Exactly. So when he called asking us to insure this fellow's mouse for a few weeks...
Wait a minute. Gillis doesn't own it?
No.
Well, who does?
It belongs to a friend of his, a man named Glazer. He's spending the holidays with Gillis. Gillis didn't want to be responsible if something happened to Glazer's mouse while he's there, so he asked us to write the policy.
How much did you insure it for?
All the company would allow, $5,000.
Oh, now, George, you think I want to get all worked up over a lousy $5,000 loss? What kind of a commission can I possibly make on that?
Look, give me a chance to finish, will you?
All right, but only because it's Christmas.
All right. Late last night, I received a call from Gillis. He wanted to know whom we considered the best investigator in this part of the country. When I told him, he told me about the mouse and insisted I send you up to help look for it.
No, no, George, I'm sorry, but I'm going to pass. I've handled some screwy cases in my time, but this is...
Please, wait till I finish, will you? I told Gillis you wouldn't be interested. That's when he started putting on the squeeze.
Squeeze? How do you mean?
He said if I didn't get you, he'd cancel his policy.
Oh, come on. You don't believe that, do you?
I don't know what to believe. Gillis is a screwball of the first water. We've known that for a long time, and frankly, I'd rather not take a chance.
Well, you've got to.
Maybe not.
Hmm?
I've received an okay from upstairs. On this one, you can write your own ticket.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
You didn't give me a chance. Look, there's a train for Providence at 3:30. Here's Gillis's address. He wants you to stay with him.
That'll cost more, Georgie.
It figures. Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Same to you, Santa Claus. Expense account item 285 cents, cab fare, back to my apartment. I was intrigued by what George had told me and by what his company was going to add to my bank account, so I didn't really mind changing my plans for the holidays. Expense account item 3, $18.90. Transportation, including a round-trip ticket, Hartford to Providence, and cab fare out to the Gillis residence. Palace would be a better word for it. It stood in the middle of a large wooded park. Must have been half a dozen acres, all of it surrounded by an old-fashioned iron fence. I dismissed the cab and had started toward the front door when it opened. And standing against the light, watching me, was a tall, beautiful girl.
Careful of the steps.
Why?
The steps, they're icy.
Oh, oh. Thanks.
We've been expecting you, Mr. Dollar. Hi.
Well, hi.
Mr. Glazer and Father are in the library. Would you like to meet them now or wait till after you're settled?
Oh, I'm afraid I'd better see them.